You are listening to the Heartstring Songwriter Circle podcast. This showcase was recorded live at Karen Coffee in Winchester, Kentucky. In this episode, we will hear from singer-songwriters Travis and Shane, Donovan Howard, and Nicole Nystrom. Let's get to it. Welcome to the Heartstring Songwriter Circle. I am Trish Torline, and I will be your host for this evening. Tonight is an In the Round style music showcase. In the Round refers to a group of songwriters singing their songs in turn and sharing the stories behind them. One writer sings a song and then the next one and so on. From the first to the last is called a round. Time permitting, we will have four rounds, which means each artist will have four songs. So before we get started with round one, we're going to let the artists introduce themselves to you. So we're going to start to my left, which is your right. So they're going to introduce themselves, tell you a little bit about themselves. We're going to call it an elevator pitch. Okay? All right, here we go.
I'm Travis Markham from Richmond, one half of Topper Harley and the Washouts, and we're here to play some original music for you.
I'm Shane Dutton, also from Richmond, and I'm the other part of the half of Topper Harley and the Washouts. Is that a quarter? I think
yeah.
That makes us two quarters, which is, I didn't teach math, sorry. But we're here to share our music with you and hopefully get somebody to giggle.
My name is Donovan Howard. I'm from Rockcastle County, Kentucky. I'm a singer-songwriter. Been singing and playing out for about 30 years or so, and here to share a little love with you tonight. Some stuff straight from the heart.
My name is Nicole Nystrom, and I'm actually originally from Chicago and just moved down here to be playing some music, and I'm in Lexington now. So I've got some songs to share with you and just kind of starting out on the journey.
Awesome. And I am Trish Torline, your host. I've been doing this for, since I was in college, singing and performing and then songwriting and recently just retired from 27 years of teaching as band director at RDC Campbell Junior High here in Winchester. And now I get to put 110% into my musical endeavors. So I'm very excited about that. Okay. It's time for round one. Okay. So it looks like Shane has taken the lead on this one.
Yeah, so far. Well, this song was the first song that Travis and I ever wrote together. I'm trying to remember exactly how it came about. We used to work together at Concrete Middle School, and I think it was there he came to me and he said, I got an idea for a song. He said, I was watching the news the other day, and I saw the Oklahoma. And he said, I noticed that it has the name home in it. And because he's smart like that. He taught social studies, by the way. And so he said, you know, Oklahoma ain't a home to me. It ain't got a thing I want to see. So it just sort of blossomed from there. It's, I guess the song really is about realizing the grass isn't always greener on the other side, and being appreciative of what you got while you got it.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys aren't laughing now, are you?
They're preparing themselves mentally.
Yes, I'm sure they are.
Yes.
Oklahoma ain't a home to me. It ain't got a single Taste is good. The Sunset Strip or Hollywood. Those Vegas lights never thrilled me like you could. Florida beaches don't make me yearn. All that sun, it just makes me burn, it's true. Cause it ain't got you. New York City might never sleep. That rat race is hers to keep, it's true. Cause it ain't got you. Tennessee's got sweet Dollywood. Georgia peaches never taste as good. The Sunset Strip or Hollywood. Those Vegas lights never thrilled me like you could. You walked out the door, it's true. Now it ain't got you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. You've been gone for a week or two, it's true. Now I ain't got you. Tennessee's got sweet Dollywood. Georgia peaches never taste as good. A Sunset Strip or Hollywood. Those Vegas nights never thrilled me like you could. Tennessee's got sweet Dollywood. Georgia peaches never taste as good. The Sunset Strip or Hollywood. Those Vegas lights never thrilled me like you. Those Vegas lights never thrilled me like you. Those Vegas lights never thrilled me like you could.
Thing that would make that better is cowbell. Donovan.
Yes, ma'am.
What you got playing for your first song?
We were talking earlier, and I was asking these guys what kind of music they play, and these Shane said, we kind of play rock. It's our, we don't play acoustic much. That was kind of, it's a stretch for them. I was talking to Nicole, and she says, well, I play all kinds of stuff. And I said, well, in my mind, I like to tell you that I play all kinds of stuff, but when I sing it, it comes out country, no matter how
no matter
I write
what it
or
is, yeah.
What I hear in my head. So what do you know when this one's about, it's about 3 weeks old. It's called Trying to Hold the Wind. Oh, I try to find some peace of mind 100 times or more in my life. But it seems to be it's not for me. It slips through these hands every time. They think it's a game till it all falls apart in the end. But when it comes to loving me, it's like trying to hold the wind. Fight all night, or make it right, or call it off, whatever you want. Yeah, it's always been so hard to win this game of love we play, oh, and oh. Well, they think I'm gone crazy. When it comes to loving me, it's like trying to hold the wind. Yeah, I guess I'm going crazy, Lord, I know it's just a means to an end. But when it comes to loving me, it's like trying to hold the wind.
This next song, this one was actually co-written. This was one of my first co-writing experiences. I went to a songwriting retreat down in Nashville last year, in October actually, and we were thrown into these groups with people we'd never met before and had to write a song from a prompt in 3 hours and then perform it that night. So it was a bit of a crazy experience, but it was so rewarding. And so this song, we were supposed to come up with like something that would tell a story or something that you could have like a really good opening motif. But my co-writers aren't here, so the only problem is usually we have dueling harmonicas in this song, so it makes it a lot really that feel that we're looking for. So this is called Chasing Sunsets, and it's by myself, Jake Lobin, and Cara Marie Patron.
Setting out on the road,
morning sun sets down the road. Wherever we go, whatever we do, just want to enjoy this ride with you. Wherever we go, whatever we do, just want to enjoy this life with you. Pick a point, let's drive. You're my girl and I'm your guy. Worn out boots and ruby shoes, baby, we ain't got nothing to lose. Through these dusty roads we roll, chasing sunsets down the road. Wherever we go, whatever we do, just want to enjoy this ride with you. Wherever we go, whatever we do, just want to enjoy this life with you. Wherever we go, whatever we do, just want to enjoy this ride with you. Wherever we go, whatever we do, just want to enjoy this life with you.
Very nice. Okay. I will not sing at the end of round one. I will do a song at the end of round two. The most important thing this evening are these four people and their songs. I want to make sure they get to sing all four of their songs. If time permits at the end, I may do another one, but for now, I'll sing a song at the end of round two. So, we have just completed round one.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we go into round two, artists, I have a question for you to answer before you begin to tell us about your second song. Okay, so here's your question. No pre-study needed, right? Yes. So share with us a little bit about how you got started playing music and what led you to write your own song. So I'll let you think about that for a second.
Question.
Yes.
How I got started playing guitar. First got started playing guitar when I was about 12. I wanted to play because I saw some guys playing at church. And so got two lessons from the church guitarist. First song he showed me was Hell's Bells by AC/DC. True story.
Okay.
And from then on, I learned how to play almost every Metallica song that existed after that. And then started wanting to write songs. So luckily, I had my first cousin to play with, and we wrote songs together.
Oh, that's cool.
And so been writing songs since I was about 14. Not so much lyrics, but music.
Yeah.
And I'm still not a very good lyricist. That's Shane's job over here.
Gotcha.
So, that's it, yeah.
Okay. Let's swing that mic over there and let Shane give his.
Do we have to?
I think we need to, just to be fair.
She did say three important people.
No, I changed it.
Oh, and Shane. No, I'm kidding. No, let's see. Started playing music because, I mean, in case you guys can't tell, I'm a drummer.
That was one of those moments when
these fine folks over here are they're the singer songwriters. They put the singer in it. I just play drums and write lyrics. I started playing drums when I was 13. And I started playing drums in church. I wrote my first song probably when I was in college. And again, it was just one of those things. I want to see if I can do this because I was really into music then. And, you know, it was the 90s and everything was so significant and music really mattered and the lyrics, dude. So I wrote my first song about being on the road and happy freedom. And what's funny is I wrote the lyrics to it, had an idea for the structure of the song and stuff like that. And it kind of just got put on the shelf with life. And flash forward many years, and I run into Travis here, you know, find out he's a musician and all that stuff. And one of the first things that we worked on, other than the song we sang initially, was that song. And I sort of just told him, I said, here's the lyrics. Here's the what I think the chord progression would be. And he played the music that was in my head. So it was
scary.
Yeah, it was well, very powerful for me and scary as well. It was.
I got you.
I had to leave after that. It was awkward. No, I'm kidding. But it was he played what I had thought. So it was just after that it was all downhill, I guess. Yeah, sounds right.
Okay, so what is your next song?
All right. So the next song, I did write the lyrics to this one. Most of them, some of them. First line. I wrote the first line of this one. And it's about that friend or person that you know that sometimes feels like they're always right. And maybe they are. Maybe they're not. I don't know.
Would you be talking about Shane?
Maybe. I can't say yes or no to that right now. It's an autobiography written by Shane Dutton. It's called You're Fooled.
Baby, you're
All right.
Nice. What's the last chord you played?
I think it's an E7 augmented to the fifth power.
You have no clue.
I have no idea what chord that is. It's pretty, though, isn't it?
It is.
Imagine how I feel.
That's nice.
It's the saddest of all keys, I think.
You think? Donovan. What about your next tune? Question first. I forgot. How did you get started playing music? And then what got you into songwriting?
I always wanted to play music. I mean, from a 9-year-old kid, I guess. And I aggravated my parents to death till finally they offered a guitar 101 when I was a freshman, or eighth grader going into high school as a freshman. And I signed up without them knowing. So they had to buy me a guitar then. And then after about a year, I started writing songs. And so 14 or 15 or so, I started writing songs. And about 30, I got some stuff that I was happy with. I thought I was happy in my 20s. I had a little band, and we'd done a bunch of cover tunes. And I would do sprinkle in an original song here and there. We tried to want to say it without getting thrown out of where we was playing, you know. And we done a demo, we're done a little EP and recorded some of my stuff, but listen to it now, it's pretty rough. So it took me a little while to kind of get my mind wrapped around where I want to be. And I'm pretty happy with what I'm cranking out right now. It's been pretty good for at least the last 5 years. I had some dry spells where I was really into it, and then I had some other times when I had a job that just kept me so busy I didn't have time to do anything but work and build a house and raise kids and all that. But
the thing called
the
life.
House is built and the kids are raised and it's just me and mama now.
There you go.
So this little town that I grew up in. Has anybody ever been to Renfro Valley? All right. So I'm like 15 miles from Renfro Valley. I was born less than a mile from Renfro Valley. And if you ever moved on up to Mount Vernon, you'll know that there is absolutely nothing in Mount Vernon. I mean, we've come a long way, I guess, and we got $3 stores now. Woo. We got a McDonald's that ain't worth eating at. A Wendy's and a few other places. We do have two Mexican restaurants. Figure that one out. When I was in high school, we would all cruise town. I'm sure y'all done the same thing here in Winchester. Everywhere I go, I tell this story, and the people that's my age go, yeah, I know all about it. So you cruise through this little town, you know, you fill your car up and you shine it up really good and you get a bunch of heathens in the car with you because a girl would never get in the car with you. And you cruise through town every Friday night, every Saturday night, every Thursday night, every night that your parents would let you do that. So you got all these teenagers, you know, up to about senior in high school and maybe one or two that just had graduated still holding on to that dream. You know what I'm saying? And then you've got that one guy that's like 40 years old. He's still living at home in mama's basement. He's never took that leap. He got him a little job, and he sits at home and plays, I guess, Xbox now. I don't know what they were playing way back when. But there's always that one guy, you know, that's running around with a bunch of teenage kids. He's still got his old car and his old clothes and his old music, and he don't care because he's just living the dream, being him. So this song is about that guy. He's a rolling pretty fly in a 1973 Pontiac Catalina with crushed velvet seats. I got the stereo bumping out a little bit of Kathmandu, that's right. Oh, he ain't right, he ain't wrong, honey, he just cool. He's mama's little baby, and daddy thinks he's lazy, but he just says I'm misunderstood. He never went to college, he said he never wanted to be somebody else's tool. All the girls love him the first time they meet him, and them boys they think he's just a fool. Well, he ain't right, he ain't wrong, honey, he just cool. Mm-hmm. He's a cruising back and forth on Main Street every night. I got that hacker roddy on and chain smoking Lucky Strike. Lord, he's the world's greatest lover. Got the bumper sticker for the proof. No, he ain't right, he ain't wrong, honey, he just cool. He's mama's little baby, and daddy says he's lazy, but he just thinks he's misunderstood. He never went to college, he said he never wanted to be somebody else's tool. All the girls love him the first time they meet him, and the boys will think he's just a fool. He ain't right, he ain't wrong, no, he just cool. Yeah, all the girls love him the first time they meet him, and them boys they think he's just a fool. He ain't right, he ain't wrong, honey, he just cool. He ain't right, he ain't wrong, honey, he just cool. No, he ain't right, he ain't wrong, honey, he just cool.
That's a true story right there, y'all.
Nice. So I gotta know what guitar are you playing there? It sounds nice. It sounds good. What kind of guitar are you playing?
This is a Hohner, like the Hohner harmonica.
Yeah.
It's a solid wood guitar, but it's not an expensive guitar. It's about $600 new or something, and they don't make it anymore. Mm-hmm. But I put an LR Bags pickup in it.
That was my next question.
And
what
that's
the pickup
probably.
Was.
A big part of the sound is LR Bags. It's not tingy. It's the transducer mic pickups, yeah. not underneath the saddle. So.
Yeah. It has a cool sound to it.
Thanks.
I don't know how you follow that. That was great. So the question was, when did I start playing music and how did I start writing? Yeah. All right. Well, I started out, I wanted to play piano when I was in elementary school, so I started with piano lessons, and I played for about 10 years on the piano. I never could write a song on piano, though, for some reason. I think because I was more classically trained in that instrument. But my love is singing. I'm primarily a vocalist, so when I was in junior high and high school is when I started doing voice lessons and kind of coming out of my shell in that area. So I've just always loved music and always really liked country music. And I think that's part of the reason why I like writing too and why I like writing country is I started out in high school kind of writing poems and writing lyrics, and because I was still playing piano, I just couldn't quite put it with music. So then about 4 or 5 years ago, this kind of goes with the next song, actually. I was working on a mountain in California, and we didn't have any kind of Wi-Fi or TV for when we were done with our shift. So one of my friends said, hey, you want to play with my spare guitar when you're free time? And I did. And so I'm self-taught. I haven't had a lot of training on the guitar, but it was something that I felt I could really write off of. It was something that could hold up the lyrics. So this next song, it was the first song I ever wrote fully, like lyrics and music, and it was on that mountain in California. Thank you. clouds, you shine like stars, you shine under the same moon. Follow high, follow far until you're a rising star. Do you remember? Oh, do you
round two. Okay. All right. So for round three, here is your question. It's an easy one. It's real quick. I think it's my favorite question that I ask. If you could collaborate, songwriting, if you could collaborate with anyone in the world, who would it be?
I got to answer first, don't I?
That would be you, yes.
Oh, jeez. You mean other than Travis?
Yes.
Oh. Eddie Van Halen.
Okay. Any particular reason, or that's the first one that came to your head?
I've always been a huge Van Halen fan. You know, Alex on the drums inspired me. And Eddie's he's phenomenal at everything he does with music. So, I mean, they're my band. So one of the few people who's seen all three different lead singers in concert, not really something to be proud of, I guess, but I did it. So there
it is. Well, good for you.
I know, right?
That's cool.
It's a good feeling.
What about Travis over there? Anyone in the world who'd be the ultimate person that you want to collaborate with?
Other than Shane.
Present company excluded. Yes.
And Eddie Van Halen, other than Shane and Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, did I take your answer?
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good question. I would probably like to have Maynard James Keenan sing on something that I've written. He's a good singer, so he's my favorite. Thank you for the clap. I like that.
Okay.
He's the lead singer of the band Tool, and he's got a couple of other projects going on, A Perfect Circle.
Gotcha. All right.
And so he's pretty amazing. So I'd like to hear what he could do over some of the stuff I've written.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good. All right.
I'd like to hear what somebody else could do with a lot of stuff we've written.
Hey-o.
Ba-dum-bump, ching. Okay.
See, that's where the drums come in, right there.
I got that. That's what you're meant. That's why you. That's your purpose, dear. All right. What's your next song?
Wow. actually, there's 3/4 of the band is actually here tonight of Topper Harley and the Washouts, and Mr. Devin Price sitting over on the couch there.
Hello, sir.
This was the. It's a lot of firsts tonight. I apologize. It's just like the first thing of everything. This is the first time that the three of us actually wrote a song together.
Oh, that's awesome.
When we decided to become a band, ish, I guess. Travis and I were writing stuff, and we said, you know, it'd be nice if somebody other than us heard these. And so he thought, well, maybe Devin. And he jumped on board. And I honestly can't remember how this came up. Somebody said something about somebody being man enough to do something. It's kind of based on a true story, and it's about a touchy subject, divorce, and how it can be tough to move on, especially for the children, when, you know, mom starts to date again. All right? So this is called Are You Man Enough to Be My Daddy?
Goes. said he was going out for milk and bread. Left me and Mama standing naked. The SOB took everything we had. Are you man enough to be my daddy? Are you man enough to be my pa? Are you man enough to be my daddy? If you ain't, I'll have none at all. You've been hanging around here a lot lately. I've even seen you holding Mama's hand. If you're gonna get to be my daddy, just one thing I've got to understand. Are you man enough to be my daddy? Are you man enough to be my pa? You've got a pretty good job. And June's been making future plans. If it happens, there should be a wedding.
A wedding?
He left it again.
Ourselves out.
That was awesome.
Thanks for having. No, I'm kidding.
So Donovan, if you could collaborate with anybody in the world and write a song with them,
well, I think Merle Haggard is a true gem. I bought a CD probably close to 20 years ago that had Steve Earle, Guy Clark, and Townes Van Zandt live at the Bluebird. And to say it changed my life would be an understatement. But two of those guys are gone now. And as much as I love Steve Earle, I don't think I ever want to meet him. Our views don't line up too good. I love his voice. I love his writing. I have for years, but I don't think we need to be in the same room together. So I'll stick with Merle Haggard so I can dig him up just for a little while. I'm going to do you a couple songs. This one and the next one will be off my last CD that I do have with me tonight. I appreciate you coming by and checking things out. I've got shirts and hats and CDs and stickers and buttons and koozies and a little bit of everything. I usually introduce this song, talk about my dad. My dad's 69 years old, and I'm proud to have him with me still. So my dad's a huge man. He's 6'6" and weighs about 350 pounds and actually makes me look like a little guy most days. So growing up with a man that size, you kind of, he had that big, deep voice, you know. And when my dad said something, it wasn't up for negotiation. It wasn't a suggestion, you know what I'm saying. It was like, you need to do this today. So I learned pretty quick how things were. Pretty cut and dry kind of guy, you know. He was a police officer for about 15 years in our little town. And my dad's a huge movie fan. He still loves movies. He said, son, there's two kinds of television. There's two kinds of movies. He's a John Wayne fan. He said, there's westerns and then all that other junk. So this is a western. Well, they say they're gonna hang me in the morning for a deed that I swore I didn't do. But according to their claims, I robbed a Glendale train, and they say they got someone that saw me do it. Now you should have seen the judge slam the gavel when I told him just what I thought he could do. Oh, judge, hang him high, Lord, he sentenced me to die at sunrise on the 5th day of June. So tell my mama that I love her. Boys, tell her I'm alive and doing well. But in the morning, I'm gonna meet my maker. And the next time we meet, it'll be in hell. You know I killed a man in Texas just for lying when I asked him if he had any gold, and another in Arizona over money that he owes, home before I was 21 years old. So tell my mama that I love her. Boys, tell her I'm alive and doing well. But in the morning I'm gonna meet my maker. And the next time we meet, it'll be in hell. You know, I always was a little in trouble, but I never was one to complain. My mother called me William, that's a title I was given, and now Billy the Kid is my name. So tell my mama that I love her. Yeah, tell her I'm alive and doing well. But in the morning I'm gonna meet my maker, and the next time we meet it'll be in hell. Oh, in the morning I'm gonna meet my maker. And the next time we meet, it'll be in hell. So goes Billy the Kid.
Miss Nicole, if you collaborate on a song with anybody,
it's so hard.
Who would it be?
Well, I'll just go with the first one that popped in my head. Her name's Joy Williams, and she's a songwriter who, she was on a Christian label for a while, and then she was part of the duo Civil Wars, and then now she's back on a solo project again, and I don't know, I just think we're kindred spirits, so I'd like to collaborate with her.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, what about your next song?
My next song is one that I wrote around the time my grandfather passed away, and you know, that kind of thing that makes you really think about life when you lose a family member and thinking about what's important. And so this song is about not not letting things crush you to the point where you're not going to reach out for help, or you're not going to reach out to the Lord. So I did lead worship a lot over the years at church. So this one I wrote so that I could sing at church as well. So it's a worship song. The cries of pain and tears of shame that echo in the room. There's rescue in the hands of the one who authored you. Whenever we presume, we just don't measure up. There's hope that you'll provide for what we need inside. Only when our hearts are crushed do we see they need fixing. Only when our day is done do we ask you for guidance. And only when we trust in you consume our hearts, we are free, we are free, we are. Throne will never have to be alone. Only when our hearts are crushed do we see they need fixing. Only when our day is done do we ask you for guidance. And only when we trust in you consume our hearts, we are free, we are free, we are free. Thank you.
Nice. Very nice. Okay, we have just completed round three. There we go. Okay. Let's do this. Before you tell about your fourth song, share with everyone your online presence, your URLs if you have them, if they want to pick up your music online. Top of round four. What are you going to do? What's your fourth song? Online presence first. I always get ahead of myself.
Online presence.
Do you have anything, like if people love these songs, where can they go online to get them?
Nowhere.
Okay.
This is it.
So they have to listen to the podcast.
Intently, yes. Once in a lifetime.
That's right. So you have to go listen to the podcast and then download the podcast if you want.
We do have some stuff on Reverb Nation. So if you just Google in the Google box, you Google Topper Harley and the Washouts, and you'll find it. It's on Reverb Nation. We've got tons of songs on there, and I think the ones that we did tonight are actually on there.
Okay, all fourth right. song.
Fourth song. You guys play along with this one. It's two chords through the whole song. That's all it is. A minor, E minor.
Oh, well, I got to get my guitar.
All right, everybody play along. You guys pretend to play. Pretend to strum guitars out there. A minor and E minor. Like Shane.
We got a lot of really good
I wasn't gonna say
air guitar players.
All right. It's A minor and E minor, and I don't really know what the song is about. I did actually write the words to this one, guys. I really did.
How many words are there?
There's only about 8 words in the whole song.
Okay. All right.
2 chords, 8 words. So try to keep up.
Okay.
It's called Say a Prayer. So, all right. It goes like this. A minor. People standing all around, body sinking to the ground. Say a prayer for me. Say a prayer for my family. It won't matter, son, this time come midnight. I've lost something that I'll never, ever, ever get back. Crying down the street, mama trying get to her feet. Say a prayer for me. Say a prayer for my family. It won't matter, son, this time come midnight. Say a prayer for Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. So you going to tell us what it's about?
I think it's about zombies. I'm not sure.
Zombies. Donovan, where can we find your music online?
Well, it's on iTunes and Spotify and Amazon and all those devil sites, because they don't pay the artists nothing.
Gotcha.
I mean, absolutely nothing.
Sure.
I would prefer you went to my website, DonovanHowardMusic.com. You can download it straight from there.
There you go.
And if you can't do that, go to YouTube, because I at least get a little bit of credit if you listen on YouTube. Subscribe. All it is a click away. Or I can say you want to put it in your hand, you can take it home and put it in your car and listen to it on the way home. Some cars don't even have CD players anymore. My car does. Or my truck does. Well, my car and my truck does. Even my motorcycle does. So everything I drive is an antique. I'm going to leave you with a pretty serious song. When I get in a setting like this, most times I don't get to play for a real attentive crowd where they're quiet and respectful and they're paying attention to what's going on. They're usually clanging forks on a plate and hollering, "Give me another!" And it's just, I'm just a jukebox in the corner. As long as I don't quit, they don't really care what I sing. But when I get a nice, quiet crowd that's paying attention, I try to make a little awareness to a couple of causes, one being PTSD and the other being drug abuse. Where I'm from, an epidemic would be calling it an understatement for sure. I don't know any family that's not been touched. Not in a positive way. As a songwriter, sometimes you don't know where the muse comes from. It just happens, or it does for me. And when I'm in the zone, writing a lot, it just comes quick and at any time. So I get up one morning, I drive a school bus, so I start at 5:45. The clock goes off, I grab a shower and go out and start the big yellow bus. So I get up one morning, these words are running through my head. And this goes on for about probably a week. And it didn't make a whole lot of sense. I asked my wife, I said, "What does that mean?" And my wife's got three brothers, one alcoholic, two drug addicts. Despite my appearance, I've never been a drug addict or an alcoholic. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't cuss. I've only been married to one woman. One time. And I kept thinking, you know, a drug addict doesn't grow up saying, "I'm going to be a drug addict when I grow up." It can happen so quick. Some of it's bad choices, Some of it's having the teeth pulled. Some of it is playing football in high school, blowing out a knee, and getting hooked on pain pills. So I try to show a little patience, and that's something I'm not gifted with. So I'm not preaching to you tonight, I'm preaching to me. This one's called I'll Be All Right. Feel like a rodeo clown in a one-horse town. Everywhere I look, someone just cutting me down. With a little bit of luck, I can get back up. Shake the dust on these old jeans, just act real tough. Days go by like days do. I just need a little help to see me through. I'll be all right. Maybe one of these days I can change my ways and shake the ties that bind my mind and get out of this haze. Well, this homemade pipe, it controls my life. It takes me away to some other place and turns Jekyll into Hyde. And time rolls on like time does. I just need a little help from above. I'll be all right. Yeah, I know I don't need no sympathy. It don't do well with me. So why don't we just let it be? And most of my days I just feel ashamed running down my old man's name. Well, you all know who's to blame. And we just lie in the bed we make. The only chance you got is the one you take. So I'll be alright. Yeah, well, I'll stand tall and put my back to the wall. One day at a time, oh, I'll be fine and I'll prove I'm wrong. Cause it's all on me. Yeah, that's easy to see. With every mistake and the hearts I break, they just hold me in my dreams. And most days, it's all I can do. Little hell from above will see me through. I'll be all right. I feel like a rodeo clown in a one-horse town. Everywhere I look, someone just cutting me down.
Nice. Very nice. Nicole, where can we find your music online?
Well, you can go on my website, which is NicoleNystromMusic.com. Nystrom with an N-Y. You can find me on YouTube. And then I also have Facebook, which is Nicole Music. And Instagram, which I haven't switched over yet, so it's Venturesome Sage. So I'll be posting on there, and I haven't really, I haven't gotten everything recorded yet, so a lot of it's live performances. But I'm working on some songs I'm pretty excited about that aren't finished yet. So hopefully you'll see those soon.
That's awesome. Good deal. All right, what's your last song?
Oh, let's see. This one is kind of still a work in progress, but was writing it recently. It doesn't really have a title, so here it goes.
Though I weep like a willow with a bleeding heart, I will flee like a bird to your mountain, oh Lord. I can't honestly say that I've been here before, 'cause this time it hurts a little more. This time it hurts, this time it hurts a little more. Mighty branch in the eye of the storm, I'll find the steps to dance. I can't honestly say that I've been here before, 'cause this time it hurts a little more. This time it hurts, this time it hurts a little more.
So thank you for being here, and I want to encourage you to continue to support local music. And how about another round of applause for all of our artists here this evening. And I want to thank everyone so much for coming out tonight and supporting these artists. I hope you will continue to support them and continue as they continue their music mission. God bless you all. I hope to see you soon at another Heartstrings Songwriters Circle Showcase.
Be sure to check out Travis and Shane, Donovan, and Nicole online. All of their links are included in the show notes. If you have enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate, subscribe, and leave a review? We appreciate you listening and hope you will join us again for another episode of the Heartstrings Songwriters Circle podcast.